There's now no deal for no prison time for a limo driver that killed 20 people. I'm Lisa Dwyer with the latest. A judge has rejected a plea agreement that would have meant no prison time for the operator of a limousine company involved in a crash that killed 20 people in upstate New York in 2018. There was applause and tears from the victim's relatives who packed the court. Judge Peter Lynch called the agreement fundamentally flawed. Prosecutors and lawyers for Namin Hussein had reached a deal a year ago that would have spared him prison time. That angered the families of those killed when brake failure sent a stretch limo full of birthday revelers hurtling down a hill. Hussein was the operator of Prestige Limousine. He had been charged with 20 counts each of criminally negligent homicide and second-degree manslaughter in what was the deadliest U.S. transportation disaster in a decade. I'm Lisa Dwyer.